All righty. Yes, that's the same Mike Parsons that is our executive producer. Yeah, he works a couple of shifts. He does first thing in the morning from 5 to 6, along with Renee Vitale, as you just heard in that promo. Then he sticks around and helps us with this show, along with Danielle Mason, Rich Luzinski, and a team of people behind the scenes. Hope you're streaming us when you can, WJR.com, the WJR app. Get our podcast. You can listen to our show or individual interviews anytime you find it convenient. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell of Michigan's 6th District is here. She is to just give us an overview of what's going on in Washington, talking about the House Speaker, Mike Johnson, aiming for a weekend vote for Ukraine and Israel funding, and probably fighting to hang on to his job. Good morning, Congresswoman. It's been too long.
Well, actually, Paul W., it would be much nicer to acknowledge that it's afternoon and that it's your birthday. And I want to say happy birthday. And you and I are like big brother, little sister, and you're always older than I am.
Yes.
So I always love saying happy birthday to you.
I know you do. I know you. Did you really remember it was my birthday, or
yes,
did they have to tell you?
Oh,
you did. Okay.
Do I always say to you, what do I always say to you on your birthday?
You always
You're
say, I'm always older than you.
Older.
Yeah, yeah.
I am. And a woman, you know, of a certain age likes to be able to give someone grief on
You always say it, and God bless you, and I love you. You are like my little sister, which drives staunch conservatives and Republicans crazy, but that's the way it goes.
But you know what? Maybe we should talk about that for a second, because we got to stop this partisan bickering, this hatred that we are seeing. We are dysfunctional in Washington right now. You want me to talk about what's happening here, and I will talk about what's happening here, but the biggest problem right now is we don't know what's happening here. The speaker is trying to be a leader. I don't agree with him on everything, but you know, Paul W., I'm going to tell you, we are literally, you're hearing this from other people now, at a Churchill or Chamberlain moment. I don't want to sound dramatic, but there are moments, and I feel it. I get scared. I don't sleep. This job is serious. I feel like we could be on the precipice of World War III. I am not a Democrat. You are not a conservative or Republican. I'm an American, and Americans have a role in the global and what we're watching right now is close to many of the things that we saw before World War II. We cannot let Ukraine fail. If Putin comes in and takes over Ukraine, what is next? So, you know, the speaker has tried to put something forward. He can sell to his caucus. They couldn't get some people probably don't even know what a rule is, but a rule is what allows for consideration on the floor. They had to adjourn last night. There, we did get agreement on condemning Iran. I mean, there were a few dissenters, but the overwhelming majority condemned Iran for the attack of Israel. So we agreed on something this morning significantly, like the majority. I think there were 14 votes against, or Mike, don't quote me anybody on that. But
14, how do 14 people make their way to Washington, D.C. to represent the country, can't see that Iran attacking anybody would be okay?
I don't know. I don't know who they were, and I don't even know if that's a totally accurate number. But
all right, forget that number. Here's what I wanted to say. When you said Washington is dysfunctional, I will agree. But that's not new. What is new to me is it appears our country is dysfunctional. Across these United States of America, we have people seemingly backing terrorists and attacking our friends in Israel. And I'm not sure what's going on. And you worry about World War III. I worry about a second civil war within these United States.
I worry about both. Let me be very clear. I think both are very real. I worry about the outcome of this election in November and what will happen after it. We are letting this hatred just seep in and be normalized into our community. And it's not okay. And it's, you know, probably a lot of different factors. You know, I mean, look, if you're from Southeast Michigan, it's a very complicated time. You have friends, you're Lebanese. You have friends that have had families really hurt, and I've got constituents who lost 40 members of his family. I don't want to see any more innocents die in Gaza. I think where I am is where most people are in this country, or a lot of people. Hamas attack on Israel, one, has a right to exist. I want a two-state solution. Both countries have a right to exist.
Right.
But what Hamas did was a terrorist act. Israel has a right to defend itself, and I think the United States should help support Israel's defense of themselves. I am worried about, I mean, President Biden has warned now more than once, do not escalate this. The killing of the Central Kitchen Rescue, the humanitarian aid, bothers me. How do we make sure that, you know, we don't give aid that isn't meeting all the international and American laws? I think that that matters. But I don't want to see anybody else die. And I keep saying this, a Jewish baby and a Palestinian baby are all babies. And we are really, the Mideast is a tinderbox right now. And we have got to find a way to de-escalate what is happening.
I agree with you, not 100%, but 1,000%. And you and I, no matter how bad things might appear or seem, could never see ourselves yelling, "Death to America." Nor did I want to live to see the day that I would see that happening all across America with misguided Americans. I just don't understand it.
And, you know, here's, I'm going to, I debated when it happened, because I was asked by one newspaper outlet, what did I want to say? And, you know, when we all comment on it, you keep the story going. So, I mean, it's just, and by the way, the young person that was there was giving me grief. No, not such a young person anymore. And the mayor of Dearborn has made it very, very clear he should have stopped it as
right.
it happened.
Right.
Although I want to say, while the person that was the speaker up at the mic didn't stop it, I do believe it was a troublemaker in the audience, which the mayor has showed me, that started the chant and was trying to cause trouble. And it was inappropriate, shouldn't have been done. And but we can't tar everybody in Dearborn with somebody trying to, you know, a lot of people in Dearborn have stood up and said how wrong it was.
But it does give us an idea. Here we have the mayor. Mayor Duggan did a great job last night. If you haven't seen his State of the City address, he was spectacular, I thought. But he's also saying Detroit, as he said, will reintroduce itself during the NFL draft. None too soon, because we just introduced ourselves to the country again as the place, Dearborn, where they're saying death to America, which is just wrong.
One person did that. We cannot let that Dearborn said death to America. I've lived there. I know the people of Dearborn. They do not feel that way. They're proud to be Americans.
I know that. We've had Osama Ziblani. We've had a number of people we've talked to. But it's sad that we have to talk about that. Real quick, will you support House Speaker Mike Johnson if those crazy Republicans try to get rid of him?
I think we are all trying to figure out what's really going to happen and how it's going to happen.
But you're one of the Democrats I know that has reached across the aisle. Another
Can
Democrat
I say
said,
something to you, Paul W. I can't comment on that, because if I commented on that, it could hurt him. I don't want to hurt anybody. Let's see how this all unfolds. That's how bad it is in this country.
This is how bad it is in this country. The amount of time spent on persecuting and prosecuting a former president, the amount of time spent on the Republicans trying to one up the Democrats and the Democrats trying to one up the Republicans, the amount of time spent on things that do not help our country is unbelievable. How about this? It's on page 4. Fraud may cost the federal government up to $521 billion every year. Do you know how much money that is? Even in this bloated economy, $521 billion annually through fraud. That's what the people in Washington should be working on to help the American people.
I agree. You know I agree.
Okay. Always love you. Always like talking with you. Thanks for the birthday greeting.
Happy birthday. I hope you're going to have a great one. If I was home and not here, we'd do something, but I'm here fighting for the country that I love. And I'm going to close with this. Happy birthday, and remind this country United we stand, divided we fall.
Thank you, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, as we continue in focus with Paul W. Smith at WJR.